This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today rejected opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Scindia clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time. He said the Narendra Modi government has provided this facility to protect the citizens from fraudulent activities.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
In view of increasing acceptance of Sanchar Sathi app, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of this app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The government also clarified that citizens can remove the app whenever they want, and there's no other function other than protecting the users in the app. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that so far 1.4 crore users have downloaded this app and 2,000 fraud incidents have been reported every day. The ministry further informed that just in the last one day, 6 lakh citizens have registered for downloading the app, which is a 10 times increase in its uptake. The ministry also said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. Lok Sabha has taken up the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Central Excise Act 1944. The act provides for the levy and collection of central excise duties on goods manufactured or produced in India. The bill aims to revise the rate of central excise duty on tobacco and tobacco products to keep taxes on these products at the existing level. The bill increases central excise duty on unmanufactured tobacco, manufactured tobacco, tobacco products and tobacco substitutes. Union Finance Minister Nilma Sitharaman moved the bill in the lower house. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the National Education Policy, NEP, is advocating for mother tongue-based education. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Pradhan said Samagra Shiksha Abhiyan, NEP and PM-SRI are interrelated. He said Samagra Shiksha Abhiyan has also been aligned with the recommendations of National Education Policy. About Tamil Nadu, Mr. Pradhan noted a recent Supreme Court observation that the state has not implemented central education schemes and set up Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya. He said these should be implemented in letter and spirit. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said that fake news is a threat to democracy. He stressed on the need to take strict action on social media, fake news and AI-generated deepfakes. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said a new draft rule has been published to identify and take action against AI-generated deepfakes. He said the government as well as the Press Council of India both have been actively looking at the complaints which come against any TV channel or newspaper.
Social media per fake news per.
I sincerely want to say that fake news is a threat to our democracy today, and we need to take strict action on social media, fake news, AI-generated deep fake. In a way, by using social media platforms, many such ecosystems have been created which do not want to follow the Constitution of India. They do not want to follow the laws made by the Parliament. We need to take strict action and make strict rules. In men's cricket, India were 255 for 2 in 35 overs against South Africa in the second match of the three-match ODI series at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today when reports last came in. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended marginally lower today, marking a fourth consecutive session of losses. And that is the end of this news bulletin.